Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And we're presented by EMP. 180 Weight Loss Structure Accountability Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 16th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, Richards.
Jason remains out sick, apparently battling a stomach virus.
That's
interesting. Yeah, if it's a stomach virus, that sucks. I can tell you that.
I heard he was making an effort to come back into work despite the stomach virus, but you know what? Stay away, patient zero. Get better. When you're feeling better, that's when you come back. Don't come in here all hurting, breathing your virus all over the studio and making your boy over here sick. I don't want to be sick. I like being healthy, relatively healthy. Okay. Like I'm not running to the toilet every 20 minutes,
right?
Like he is.
Yeah, just be sick by yourself over there, Ricky.
Yeah.
Get better soon,
but don't come in here and infect the rest of us.
All right, we got a lot to get into on the show today. A bunch of guests lined up. Chris Russell's going to join us coming up at 7:20. He was at the Caps game last night. John Walton, the voice of the Capitals, will join us at 8:20. And we did reschedule Ken Danico from the NHL Network. He's scheduled to join us at 9:20. Plus, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9. Of course, last night didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go, but they're still up 2-1. Caps lose last night 4-2. Tampa gets back in the series with a lot of power plays.
So many power plays.
And six.
Every time you turn around, Tampa's on a power play.
Six of them.
Their stars led them last night. Stamkos scored on a power play. Kucherov scored on a power play.
Didn't we say there were less power plays in the playoffs?
Well,
didn't seem like it last night.
Certainly not last night.
I thought the refs swallow their whistles.
And a problem for the Caps is they haven't been good at stopping the opposing power play in this series. And somewhat in the Penn series, but especially against the Lightning. 5 of their 8 goals total through 3 games have come on the power play.
You know, it's strange. It felt like a domination to me. And, you know, I tip my cap to them. It's going to be a tough series, no question about it. But again, you look at those goofy stats, and the Caps outshot the Lightning 38-23, and they out attempted them 5-on-5, 42-37. I'm stealing that from Russian Machine Never Breaks. That's just amazing. It's amazing to me that they can be on the right side of that stat, and still it felt like such a domination.
They
seem
slow early in the game, maybe even for the first 30 minutes of the game. Thereafter, I thought the Caps had the better of the play. They just weren't putting in the net.
Well, Vasilevsky played well. He had 36 saves. I mean, that's another one of their stars that stepped up when they were in a 0-2 hole, and they realized, well, we can't go down 0-3 because then it's curtains.
Yeah.
So, look, there's going to be struggle. If the Caps are going to get to the Stanley Cup final, it's not going to be Sweepville. It's not going to be easy. And here it is, 2-1. Now the series...
It's officially on.
It's officially 1,000% on.
Right. And I think in a lot of ways, Game 4 is critical. As critical as a Game 4 can be. Because you don't want to relinquish that home ice advantage that you stole to start the series.
Right. You want to go back to Tampa up 3-1, not tied.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a critical game.
But it was the power plays and... the lack of clearing the puck at times.
The Orpik failed clear. That led directly to the Stamkos power play goal.
There were periods of time where it looked like the Caps were being outworked on the ice. There's no question about it. And Roenick and those guys in the intermissions were hammering the Caps.
Roenick especially. I mean, you know, it's something he's touched on in prior postseasons for the Caps, where he was basically going back to the line that you can't just expect to show up and win the game if you're not going to go out there and work and hustle despite how talented you are If the other team outworks you, which it looked like is what happened last night with the Lightning, they're going to beat you.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that, you know, look, they're not going to pay attention to the talking heads, but the players will pay attention to the coaches when they break down the multiple failures
the film
that happened in that game.
The film don't lie, Cakes.
Exactly.
The film don't
so
lie.
So hopefully they get that tightened up. You know what? How about in game four, you limit the penalties to, I don't know, two or three instead of six or seven? Because if you give that Lightning power play six or seven opportunities, they're going to score three or four goals. That's how good their power play is.
Yeah.
That power play is lethal.
Yeah, I don't obviously you got to limit the penalties. I don't know what else you can do for game four. Limit your penalties. You got to keep out shooting them. I like that idea. And just keep out working them. Keep out digging them for pucks. I don't know what else you can do. Hope he's got to play a little bit better. He wasn't bad, but he's got to play better. Guys got to play better in front of them. Just all around.
Maybe they were due a dud. I thought Holtby seemed shaky, even though sometimes when he didn't give up a goal, he was kind of searching for the puck.
Oh, yeah, the one that was right there on the line that they snuck out of there,
pulled
out of there.
There was another one that kind of bounced off to the left. Yeah. He just seemed like he wasn't tracking the puck
seemed like
again
a little
in previous
out of
games.
It. Seemed like a little out of it yesterday. But you're right, I think they were due a dud on some level. They weren't just going to go in there as much as we wanted them to and sweep a good team like Tampa.
I thought they would ride high in game three with the energy of the crowd, but apparently they're not as good at home as they are on the road in this playoff series.
They're just not.
It's weird.
They're
to be 7-1 on the road and 3-4 at home,
and it is a weird thing.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know what it's like in other arenas, but I do know that, you know, obviously after the Caps score, that place gets loud, and I mean, it's a great supportive crowd, but there are times where you could just hear the blades on the ice.
Right.
You just hear everybody skating around. Well, it's too quiet.
You could definitely hear that when it was 4-1 before the Caps drew within two with about 3 minutes left in the third period.
I went to bed and I tweeted when I went to bed. I think it was about 8 minutes left. It was 4-1 and what was the point?
Yeah. Well,
so I didn't see the last goal.
I considered it. I said, well, I should go to bed. I mean,
I think it was like on 10:40, 10:35.
The probability of the Caps coming back and tying and or winning this game,
right?
It has to be like 1% or less at that point. Maybe a little bit higher, but just the play on the ice, the way it was unfolding, I said, this is a loser.
It was a loser.
But I'm going to stick through it and watch.
That was
till
a
the
loser.
Very end.
I can honestly say there was a brief moment there, obviously, when they cut it to 3-1, where I felt okay, there's a little life here. We got a period and a half where we can try to dig back in. But then when they score right after that to go back up 4-1, that's when we were dead.
Yeah.
We were dead.
By the way, props to the country of, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Qatar and or Qatar for ponying up the 100K to keep the metro open. Now, it turns out you didn't really need to keep it open that late.
Didn't need
because
it.
Because a lot of people streamed for the exits before, I guess, the deadline.
They could have saved the 100K.
Hey, look, props to Qatar for digging into their pockets and coming up with the 100K to keep the metro open.
Now,
I know people love to whine and moan about, oh, there's no metro. There's no mass transit to the game. How am I going to make it back and forth?
I stayed up. I watched some of the post game on NBC Sports Washington. But I also was invested in watching Cleveland, Boston. Like every intermission, I was watching that. LeBron had 21 in the first quarter and missed, I think, 4 free throws. He was on fire early. And the Boston Celtics, who I thought they were going to lose in the first round of the Bucks without Kyrie Irving.
For me, that's a zero sum investment. I have nothing invested
in
the Cavs, Celtics. All I was doing is watching Jeremy Roenick eviscerate the Caps during the intermissions.
I'm interested in it. And the Celtics storm back and they actually won fairly handily.
Well,
survived LeBron scoring 42 points.
Well, they got 0 points from J.R. Smith in 27 minutes, and George Hill gave him 3. So those two guys in 60 combined minutes gave him 3 points.
Starting backcourt?
Yeah, gave him 3 points.
That's great. Another team that I'm going to be looking up at in the standings for the next decade as a Wizards fan.
The Celtics
That's
are up
awesome.
2-0 without Kyrie Irving.
And without Gordon
against
Hayward.
Against Cleveland.
I mean, now, he hasn't been there all year, but that's another
why when Eric said yesterday, when everybody's excited about gambling, legalized gambling, you can't win in sports gambling.
You can't.
That's why it's true.
You can't.
It's very difficult.
Believe me, I have enough experience. You
Trust
can't win.
Me, and I'm right there. I'm very experienced in losing sports bets.
You can win occasionally.
That's why I tend not
can't
to make them anymore outside of season-long sweat bets. That's now my specialty when it comes to sports
gambling.
Now,
Cleveland could come back in the series. I would not discount LeBron. But it's just impressive what that Celtics team is doing, because I, like most people, counted them out once they lost Kyrie Irving for the playoffs, for thinking, well, how are they going to compete?
Well, Terry Rozier is a stud. That's part of the reason they're competing. Jason Tatum is a 20-year-old who plays like he's been in the league for 10 years. I mean, they have hit on their draft picks.
And Jaylen
Brown. They've drafted
well,
and they're...
is really good, too.
They trade for Kyrie. Everything they've done is like a masterstroke. It's working out for them. And they have a 2-0 lead in the series. And unlike the Caps, they don't lose at home during the playoffs. They just don't lose.
So Drab pointed this out before we jumped on the air. A lot of people were tweeting me, and I guess tweeting him, blaming me for the loss.
Right.
You know what? You're right. It's my fault. I wore a Caps jersey yesterday, and I said that there were 99% chance they were going to win the series. I still stand by that, that they're going to win the series.
Oh, you're still at 99% that they're going to win the series?
Oh, definitely bump it down. Look, I'm not an idiot. It's 2-1 now.
Yeah, I mean, those odds went way down.
But
yeah.
I'll stand by the 39-2 for teams that are up 2-0 in this round. I'll stand by the history.
Oh, I don't care about that
history.
That's
what I did in the first round when I put it all on.
I've learned when it comes to the Capitals, that sort of history doesn't really matter. The Capitals have a weird and unique way of being able to just frustrate and break the hearts of their fans during their postseason runs.
Look, I buy into it's a different team. It's a more resilient team. I think they're the better team. I watched the pregame. You were talking about watching the intermissions. Is it Keith Jones?
Yes.
The guy that's in the middle between the talking head and Jeremy Roenick?
It's a rotating cast.
Okay,
sometimes
he was in the
Keith Jones,
night.
Sometimes Milbury, sometimes Eddie Olczyk.
Keith Jones said exactly what I said going into yesterday's game. He said, there's no reason to believe that this game is going to be any different than the other two. The Tampa Bay Lightning have shown nothing to make you think that it'll be different in this series. And it just was.
Well, except that by that logic, then the Caps would just win every game because they've just been better in two. It's just kind of silly logic.
If every game was like the first two, sure.
Yeah, but life isn't that way. I mean, there's ebbs and flows.
It also
teams play well, play poorly.
What last night encapsulates what I think EB and I have been standing behind for a couple years. There's no such thing as momentum. Momentum in an NHL playoff series
from game to game
does not exist. Just because the Caps went on the road and won two in convincing fashion doesn't mean that's going to translate back to home ice, because it didn't.
No. Momentum within a game.
Sure.
Without
absolutely.
Question.
I believe in that.
Without question.
But from game to game?
No.
Game 2 to 3 to 4? I don't believe in that whatsoever.
Yeah. I like a couple of things, though. Even in the loss, you had Ovi and Kuzi, I believe, combined for 21 shots.
Right.
I think that was the
shooting.
Number.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I love
pouring. And a lot of them were quality chances.
I love pouring pucks on the net. I wish the Caps would shoot more. I don't think I'm in the minority with that either. Volume shooting. Throw the pucks up there, because sometimes you're going to get a wacky bounce or a deflection, or it's going to bounce off a defender's skate and get past the goalie. Keep the shots coming. And you know what? Let's just limit the penalties. That has to be.
That's got to be
Barry
number one.
Barry Trotz and the coaching staffs.
Got to be
that
number
has
one.
Got to be their priority. You cannot allow this Tampa team to have a 6 or 7 cracks at you on the power.
I mean,
play.
The Holtby tripping is insane, and then the one where was it Eller?
Yeah,
that caught the puck,
right,
and then spun around, tried to hide, ran to another corner, and then drop it. I mean, come on.
I mean, Jeremy Roenick talked about it. He's like, just bat it to the corner.
Yeah,
just bat it to the corner and live to see
clearly,
another day.
He didn't know who was around him because he was about to, and then he saw the guy there, and then he tried to hold it. And
I mean, it's easy for me to criticize. I can't even skate backwards. I understand.
I know.
Skill level.
But you're not going to get away with that.
No,
there's
of course
9
not.
Million cameras
it.
And 10 million people watching.
It's going to get called every time.
You're not going to get caught. I mean, you're not going to get away with it. It was very frustrating. And the one goal, I was telling Cakes, I don't even know if we said it on air yet, but the one goal they had, was it on the power play where they had Holtby going side to side?
No, that was even strength with Hedman. That was
never seen a goal that wide open short of an empty net goal.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
Hedman shook free, and Holtby was over to the left side of the cage, and Hedman just had 80% of the open net shoot at.
I mean, honestly, I could have scored that one.
We probably could have made it.
Yeah.
Now, it would have been a dribbler on the ice.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been powerful.
It would have taken forever, maybe.
But it was so wide open that it would have gotten there.
Way I would make that, because I couldn't catch it on my stick.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it either, because we've done the Caps Media Day bit, and it's a lot harder than it looks.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. And, of course, you can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. The Caps fall to Tampa. 4-2, still have a 2-1 series. What's your take on the series now? We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Our Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. Talking about the Capitals, who fall 4-2 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They still have the 2-1 series lead with game number 4 at home tomorrow night. Couple things I think the Caps have going for them. Now, this one is a possibility. We don't know. They have Backstrom in their back pocket. If he's ready to go. A lot of people thought, well, maybe he's ready, maybe he's close to being ready, but let's just wait until they lose. Well, now they've lost.
So if
he's ready to go, you bring Backstrom back, clearly.
If he was ready, I would have played him last night, by the way, and I said that before the freaking game.
And this one's also another possibility, but I would say likelihood. That guy, Anton Strålman, he may be suspended for that hit on Tom Wilson. I know the Capitals were going nuts.
I would love for that to happen.
About that hit, he received a 2-minute boarding penalty. I know watching some of the post game afterwards, they thought that it merited 5 minutes. But ultimately, because it's Tom Wilson, it's just a 2-minute penalty. Caps didn't score on the power play last night.
So even when Tom Wilson's on the receiving end of a penalty, he's getting jobbed.
Probably.
That's the worst.
He's a bigger guy.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
That stinks.
When you're Tom Wilson.
It's kind of the way it works. So those are a couple possibilities. And the other thing, this is not a possibility. It's just strategies. Cakes mentioned earlier. EB's mentioned it. I agree. They have to cut down on the penalties. Coach Trotz talked about taking too many penalties after the game last night.
Do you feel like you gave them too many power plays tonight?
Yeah, I did. I did. Obviously, they hit on the first two, and then we settled in. But, we did. I thought to get back in a game, it took a lot of flow out of our game. We weren't able to get some of our guys that don't really have a role in power play or penalty kill. I didn't get a chance to use them. They got sort of fell out of flow a little bit.
What else did he have to say? I want to hear the other clips that you have. Is that all you have of Trotz?
No, he also talked about kind of Tampa's attitude entering the game, which was they were the desperate team.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, obviously they came in here and they're desperate and they played that way. And I was actually okay with our first. I mean, they got the one goal and I thought we were in good shape. Obviously, they hit on the second. And even when we got it to 3-1, if we got through that period 3-1, I was still feeling that we our team was calm. We were just sort of trying to chasing the game a little bit, but I thought we were starting to get some traction going forward. And then that fourth goal, that was the one that I thought sort of laid a mark. Obviously, the first two of the period weren't good. They had 3 goals on 4 shots.
Yeah, that was a catastrophic period. I am with them, though, in a sense that when we did get it to 3-1, it felt, okay, there's some life here. There was about a period and a half left, but then that fourth was just a backbreaker.
Yeah, once it got to 4-1, you pretty much wrote off any chance of the Caps coming back.
And that fourth goal was one where the puck was right there. They just couldn't get it out. And I can't even remember who scored it, but he just basically blindly threw it at the goal, and it was in the perfect spot.
If you can't clear your zone against a team as offensively talented as Tampa Bay is, they're going to cash in on those opportunities.
Right.
And it happened last night. And by the way, I'd like to issue a quick apology for getting swept up in the mania of the first two wins on the road, because talking about, well, we're going to Porky Pig, or we're going to bring in brooms,
if
sweep, or we latched on to Grant and Danny's conversation about, well, do we prefer to go to Winnipeg or Vegas if the Caps make it
it's still
the final?
Nobody said when.
They still can win the series.
It can't happen.
They probably will win the series.
The Caps may win the series, but I got ahead of myself.
You want to hear
it? You know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to focus exclusively on the Tampa Bay Lightning, on the task at hand, to There'll be no mention of Stanley Cup Final. There'll be no mention of Vegas. No mention of Winnipeg. None of that.
I believe we got a 99% chance they're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
99%?
Yes.
Is the station going on a road trip if the Caps make the Stanley Cup Final? Because, hello,
I'm down.
It doesn't happen every year.
How about this? If they win the cup, you and I, Porky Pig, the show.
I mean, again,
you can say if all you want, but the tone is there that it's already fait accompli.
But it's not over. They can easily win the series. In fact, they're up 2 games to 1 with home ice.
Don't play all the clips where I said if they lose game 3, it's a totally different series. Play all those clips.
Here's where I disagree with JP.
Well, that's not fun.
JP just said they could easily win the series. There's nothing easy about winning this series. It's going to be a struggle.
If you were at 99% before.
Look, we caught you looking ahead. Just be honest. We caught you looking ahead.
Yeah, it's a look ahead. I just apologize for it. I'm putting it out there.
Not really. Play all the clips yesterday.
I know, but you're just couching yourself by doing that. Those are your true emotions right there.
Someone brought up the idea of going to Winnipeg or Vegas. I didn't want to do that.
No, Porky Pig was said before.
I just want a Porky Pig.
Who cares?
I just think that's funny.
JP, who cares? They could win the series. You're
play
acting
all
like
the
Caps have lost the series.
This is the critical game. The game 3 is critical because now you're just a whisker away from blowing home ice.
That's almost saying nothing because you're not actually making a pick.
I predicted the Caps will win the series.
But you didn't
I'll stand
predict
by
the Caps
it.
To lose last night.
No, I just said it's critical. I didn't predict that they would play all the clips.
It's a conditional statement.
But listen, I predict they'll win the series, but it's not nearly as confident as I was before. Not nearly as confident.
I will not predict the series win because I'm out of that business, but I will no longer mention anything past the Tampa Bay Lightning series until the series is officially over.
Right.
I overstepped my bounds.
These series, we've been through it a billion times. They take on a completely different tone after each game, you know? And when you're up 2-0, of course you're riding high and you're feeling good, but it just takes one win to be right back in it for the other team.
By the way, do I want a sweep? Of course I want a sweep. I'm a Caps fan. But I know in my heart of hearts that getting to the Stanley Cup Final, it's hard. There's struggle involved. It should be hard. Hmm. It should be difficult.
Well, that's why
that's why JP
shouldn't say things like it's over after two games, which he
did
on the
air.
He's
buying into the 39-2 stat. Which, you know,
I gave
very similar stats in the first round when we were on the other side of that. Very similar stats.
But
we were like 88% to lose.
But a different context. And I stand by that. It was 10-4 in the series. The Caps had dominated both games on the road. Now, can it flip? It's possible.
By that logic, they would just dominate every game because they dominated the first two. They just played well in two games. It doesn't mean that they're going to play that they're better every single time. And last night, they were not better.
If you want to stick to logic, then you would have agreed that it's over. The series is over because you said it was over when the Caps were down 2-0. But to me, there's different context.
I learned from that.
And there's a difference. I learned from it. To me, there's nuance. And the nuance is the Caps, to me, even after last night, appear to be the better team. So I'll have them winning the series.
To me, it's extremely logical.
Because they were a better team, I think it's tough for Tampa, who I think is the inferior team, to win 4 out of 5.
You're the only person that thinks, I mean, I understand after 2 playoff games, but nobody thought going into this series that the Caps were the superior team.
I never thought that going into the playoffs. I don't know anything about Tampa.
Favorite.
Right. I get it.
Right,
but just watching two games and watching three games now.
I've
now watched three games.
Well, now you've had 2 games where the Caps have dominated and 1 where the Lightning have dominated.
I don't think the Tampa dominated. I think Tampa dominated for 30 minutes.
Large
but
stretches.
But I think after that.
You don't think that was a dominant performance by Tampa last night?
No, I think the Caps had, look, the shot totals and things like that. I think the Caps had more chances. They just weren't putting them in the net.
Shots on goal is an overrated stat. I like putting pucks on net because I think it creates pressure on the goalie for the most part. But just because they had, what, 38 shots?
I didn't watch
shots,
that game and feel like it was even. They just capitalized on a few opportunities. No, I felt like they kicked our ass.
Tampa had the power play opportunities on their side, which I agree with Trotz. It kept the Capitals out of a certain rhythm.
Absolutely.
Keeping some guys off the ice
for
significant stretches.
Every time you turn around, Tampa was on a power play.
Right. I still feel like the Capitals are the better team.
I think it's a very even matchup.
I think it's a very even matchup,
and the Caps did a great job in the first two games. They did not do as great a job yesterday. There's no question about it. And I'm almost willing to say whoever wins game 4 wins the series.
It says all the earmarks of a 6 or 7 game war at this point.
Yeah.
Like last night, if the Caps could have gotten up to 3-0,
then I think a sweep. Maybe I think that's fair.
Well, maybe not a sweep, but maybe in five. Now I'm fully convinced it's six or seven games, life or death, full-on struggle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just what we're in for.
Yep.
Hey, will you play the same clips if the Caps win? Let's say in seven. Let's say the Caps win in seven.
Yeah.
Because they would still apply.
Which clips?
The ones that he's talking about, me saying that it's over, it's 99%. They win the series.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, stand by
but you're backing
that.
Off of it.
I'd love to play them.
What is your percentage now? It was 99% yesterday.
If you get satisfaction by having the clips played and the Caps make it to the Stanley Cup final, then I'm fine with it.
I'm just saying they're still in a loop for a week. What I'm saying is they're still
listen
applicable.
Sure. Applicable. I went with that same logic in the first round, but I learned from it. Right? Because
again, different context and nuance.
No, I understand what you're saying that we play better. It doesn't matter. The facts are you're going by the overall stats of teams that trail early.
No, because in that series, when you guys were saying it was over, I was saying it wasn't over. They had lost two overtime games.
Right. There's no asterisk in those stats where teams that lose
Understood.
Their first two at home
but there were stats,
lose the series 88% of the time. The Caps happened to be on the 12%
okay,
that
but
time.
They had a history of 2-5 in those situations. Certainly not a great stat on their side. But it wasn't so overwhelming. You know, the next time they're down 2-0 in a series, you'll say they're 3-5 in the last eight times when they've been down 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Closing in on 500.
When you go down 2-0, way more often than not, you're going to lose it. The Caps might have a slightly better percentage than the rest of the league, but they don't have any particular talent in coming back from 2-0.
Understood.
They just, you know.
But the biggest thing is, I think they're a better team. I think they win the series. Do you think they win the series?
Yes, but I'm not as confident.
So you agree.
I'm not as confident
Cakes
as you.
Cakes just won't say it.
No I'm not
comment.
As confident
but deep
as you.
Down, he does believe that they win.
The only reason why I'm going with it is because I think that they do, they found something beating the Penguins. And I said it before they beat them. If they beat them, they're going to win the Cup. So I'm going to stand by it. But you don't feel as good when they get dominated like they did last night.
This is what I'll say. Look, I'm a novice hockey fan. I'm just watching them just like you guys are watching them. I don't know anything about Winnipeg and Las Vegas. I know they have great numbers, and they're winning all these games. So I'd have to see a game or two to decide if the Capitals are going to win the Cup. Because Winnipeg could eventually sweep the Caps.
To me, it's more about the Caps than it is the opponent.
Jets Golden Knights later tonight, if you want. If you want to do a scouting report on teams that I won't talk about.
That's one thing I wouldn't do.
Look forward
to scout the opponent.
More likely to watch Rockets Warriors Cakes. I'm a hoops guy.
I'm sure you probably will.
All right, let's pay up these calls if you want to chime in. I'm sure there's a lot of anxious Caps fans, upset Caps fans. I mean, look, the fact is they are up 2-1. They still are in control of the series. They have home ice. But it's not looking nearly as smooth as it did yesterday going into that game. Let's go to Lee in Baltimore. Lee, what's up?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Lee?
Listen, I say one thing. We have got to stay out of the penalty box, bar none. I also think the Capitol defense played really sloppy in front of Holtby. And Jeremy Roenick made a off-the-wall statement. After the second period, he said, after 40 minutes, the Capitals actually played good for two. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I want to ask you guys, maybe it's just me. Have you ever noticed that, I played goal for about 10 years. It seems like Holtby, gets beat on the short side more than he should. Kevin Weeks brought this up last night on the
happened a couple
NHL
times last
network.
Night, didn't it? Didn't it happen a couple times last night or no?
Yeah, I think it did. But
the last goal, I don't think he saw the puck. I think the guy. Right. First of all, I think the guy blindly threw it there.
Yeah,
and it happened to be in the perfect spot, and it went through like I think.
Remember, I talked about
it
yesterday.
Went through the defender's legs.
The puck luck.
And Holtby didn't see it. Look, Holtby's played well. He's 10-4 in the playoffs.
Well, on the Kucherov goal, I believe Brooks Orpik completely screened Holtby and didn't block the puck. I saw the replay. And look, you're not going to block every puck. And the puck's traveling at 80 to 100 miles per hour. I get it. But, I mean, he completely screened his own goalie in trying to get a blocked shot. But what he wound up doing was obstructing Holtby's view of the puck. Puck goes in.
I think the biggest thing, and Trotz pointed out in both of the clips we played, Tampa played like a desperate team, so they seemed to have greater energy.
You expected that sort of effort from them last night.
And the power play. They've scored 8 goals in the series. 5 of them have been on the power play.
Right.
They've still only scored 3 goals in 3 games in 5-on-5.
Yeah, if you give them 6 power play opportunities, though, that may be all they need. Let's go to Blake, D.C. What's up?
Hey, what's up, baby? How y'all been, man?
What's fine. Up, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, good, man. I'm going to just keep it simple. Listen, I'm saying to the pessimists, they need to chill. We up 2-1. You know what I mean? We knew it was real. We was excited because we won 2 games.
Right.
At their away. You know what I mean? At their place. So, you know, to the optimists, I'm with y'all, and that's why I make my Capital songs. Because they don't think black men make Capital songs, but I make those. So I love y'all, man.
All right, thank you. Does he have a song? Do I know his songs?
Who knows?
What are his songs? Drabby, you know, what's he talking about?
He always calls in.
You ain't heard? Can I play a little teeny bit of it real quick?
Yes, I want to hear it. I don't know what he's talking about.
You're not going to like it.
Oh, it's going to be
it. It's even better.
Got Wilson and the boys gunning. And we landed on the line again. He scored the
Is he playing like an organ or something?
No, can you just send it to me and we can play it through here and not a recording
not
over, on over the
over
phone?
Not over your Bluetooth. Yeah. Just send it to
Valdez. I'm still fascinated. The worse it is, the better. I just want to hear it.
He calls in like twice a year and has a song for you. You never remember him. I always
tell
him.
Yeah, I don't remember him. Yeah. I don't. I did see the Get That Stanley sign outside of Matchbox in D.C.
Nice. And
wonder
happened?
Where you think.
Yeah, you know what happened?
They lost.
Wonder
Big
where
L.
they got that idea from. Big ass Get That Stanley sign.
Well, if the Caps end up blowing this series, everyone is going to take a Molotov cocktail and throw it at Matchbox.
They may have been up there for weeks. We have no idea.
Hey, we like Matchbox. We would never do such a thing.
That sign may have been up there for weeks.
Weeks.
Oh, who knows?
We got 20 pictures of it yesterday. It probably just went up.
right.
Who cares?
Big old
it's
jinx.
It's just a great slogan. It's a great idea to get behind.
I know it is, but it's also a jinx.
It's not a jinx. Oh,
right.
My God.
I wore Caps jersey yesterday.
Jinx,
that was
like
a jinx.
Apple J.
I said 99%. That was a jinx. It's all that. It has nothing to do with what's happening on the ice. Has to do with get that Stanley.
I'm all over the place. There's no such thing as the DC sports curse, but there's a jinx. I got that Stanley.
Right. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067.
Come on. We've heard from two Caps
fans. We're talking about the Caps falling to Tampa Bay 4-2 last night. Still have a 2-1 series lead. What went wrong for the Caps, and how do you think the rest of the series is going to play out? We'll take your calls next on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. So funny. A lot of people blaming me because I said 99% chance it's over. Those types of things. A lot of people upset at Nicklas Backstrom, too, because he signed a broom yesterday.
Yeah, I was not the biggest fan of that move. I think I commented.
He's just being nice.
Some bad juju.
He wasn't saying it was going to be a sweep. He was just being nice. People handing him stuff. He just signing it.
Yeah.
How his hand look when he signed it?
That might be one.
It was with a glove.
You know what? That might be one where you see the broom, and of course you understand what goes with that, and you say, you know what? I'll sign your jersey, or I'll sign a puck for you, but maybe not the best idea to sign a broom. I don't know. It's just my personal
I think your
preference.
Sentiment is fine, Cakes. He's just being nice, though. He wasn't thinking about
nice
it.
Nice guy.
He wasn't
like,
thinking
you know
about
what?
It.
Think about it next time.
Yeah.
Think about what signing a broom means and the implications you're putting out there.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. Where do you stand in this series now? I don't think you'd be really too surprised that they lost. It's bound to be a tough series. It's what we thought going in. We get a little carried away with ourselves maybe when they go up 2-0. But nobody should be surprised that the Caps are in for a war here.
And by the way, because I'm a Caps homer, I would like to see Anton Strahlman suspended for a game or two.
Yeah, why not?
Shit on Tom Wilson, because I guarantee you, if the shoe's on the other foot and Wilson does that to Strahlman, he's looking at a suspension. So let's play it both ways. NHL Department of
I'm
Player
expecting
Safety.
Nothing. I'm expecting
I'm
nothing.
I'm expecting nothing, but it would be nice.
But I like the idea that JP threw out there that, look, if you're kind of like, you're kind of saving backy. You know, you got him in your back pocket there. And you're just waiting to lose a game to bring him in. I would have brought him in yesterday if he was ready. And if he is ready, you definitely have to bring him back for game 4. We need that. Need everything. You need to throw the kitchen sink at him. You need to play it. So it's like what we said in round 1 of the playoffs where they were down 0-2 after losing the first 2 at home. You have to literally play like your pants are on fire in game 3. And I thought they did that, and they took over that series. They need to do that in game 4. that we need the best effort of the playoffs to stop any supposed alleged momentum, stop it dead in its tracks in the first period of game four.
There can't be any, well, we won the first two games, so you know what? If we drop both games at home, we're still kind of in it. No.
No.
Can't let that happen.
No, you cannot give up that home ice that they fought so hard for and took advantage of in the first
game. Yeah, you can't squander it.
All right, let's go to, let me see. Let's go to David in Ashburn. David, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Gentlemen, good morning, faithful listener. Listen, I've been a fan since 74. I'm your age. And let me tell you something. This team, you know, aside from losing the first two games against Columbus, we bounced back and won four straight. We lost the first one against Pittsburgh, if you recall. Then we won two straight. Then we lost that next one. Won two straight to close it out. We're going to do the same thing here. We won two straight against the first two against Tampa. We lost one. We're going to win two straight, two more straight against these knuckleheads, and we're going to close these knuckleheads off. And then we're going to face Winnipeg or Vegas, and we're going to win the cup. That's
all right.
What we're going to do.
I like the optimism. I don't think it's outrageous. You're not disheartened at all by last night's performance?
Not at all. With Tampa Bay, you guys nailed it. You got to stay out of that box.
Right.
Stay out of the box. Even strength goals, we got them. Well, they have three in this series so far,
yep.
Three in three games. So yep. JP nailed it. So you guys were all good here. I know it's DC. We're frantic. We won a championship bad. But listen, these boys, as said, as spoken before, they're a different club. They had that bounce back in them. They do it. They're gonna win. That's plain and simple. I'm getting tongue tied because I'm all emotional. But these guys got it.
All right, I like the optimism.
Look, much like Tampa Bay came out desperate in Game 3, the Caps have to be equally desperate in Game 4.
And that's what Coach Trotz said.
Go up 3-1.
Coach Trotz talked about that after the game.
Barry, you've had a lot of success on the road in this postseason, less so at home. What does the team need to do better at home?
Just play the way we do on the road. I mean... When we're invested there, we're playing with real good focus. I didn't think we were as focused as we have been normally on the road. So, just pretend you're on the road. All the buildings are pretty well the same these days. So, we'll go right at it. You see that a lot in the league that the home records are mostly roughly the same.
Our friend Neil Greenberg joked that Barry Trotz and the coaching staff should put up like a green screen of the Tampa skyline in the Caps locker room. Trick them into thinking they're playing on the road.
So bizarre. I mean, what is it? Is it just that there's a comfort level at home and you don't have that same sense of urgency? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just bond a little bit more when they're on the road and they know they have to go into a hostile arena.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's still a small sample size. Look, they lost two games at home against Columbus in overtime. Close games. Could have gone either way.
I think I heard a stat as I was driving in, though, over the last 2 years in the playoffs. I think they're like, are they 6-8 at home and on the road like 11-4, something like that. So it's kind of a stark contrast. It's not just kind of a fluky one-year thing anyway. It's at least been something that's plagued them for the last 2 years.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067 as we talk about the Caps who lose last night to Tampa 4-2.
Bob, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, what are you? I'm really excited still. I'm a long-time watcher. I watched the inception of the Caps. And I believe that the Capitals didn't have the focus, like the coach said. They came back up and were not focused. And the penalties, I sort of thought some of those penalties they needed to get, they were disrespecting us on the ice. They were like a lot more aggressive than we were in the two prior games.
I thought they were. I didn't have a problem when Jeremy Roenick, and I heard it, when he said the Caps have played 40 minutes and they played well in two of them. I didn't disagree with the sentiment.
Right.
When he said it at the time. I didn't disagree with it.
I thought they picked it up in that second period, and when it got to 3-1.
For a moment.
Had a sweat there, and then
for a moment,
fourth goal was just a backbreaker.
Yep. Devastating.
But they still were peppering Tampa's goalie.
Wasn't feeling
he played
it.
Well.
Vasilevsky played well. He needed to because he was not good in the first two games, despite what John Cooper is saying is that the defense was failing him and it wasn't really on him. He was shaky through the first two games. He
and some
well
of the shots
night.
Were just off. Like, Ovi when he gets that shot in his office.
Mm-hmm.
Stamkos put it away in the same spot, mm-hmm. and Ovi yesterday just didn't put it, you know, in the perfect spots.
Let's go to
Found
Dave.
Pads.
Dave in Reston. Dave, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, boys.
What's up, man?
Good. I am still cautiously optimistic. I mean, as other people have said, you know, we still carry the play 5-on-5. Power play goals happen. So you just, you know, you take that as it is and just sort of chalk one up for another good team. But guys, I've been listening to you for 19 years, different time slots, different stations. There's one thing that remains the same. JP being a know-it-all. JP, you're almost making me want the Caps to lose.
Why?
First, you guarantee they're going to win, then 99%. If the Caps win in Game 7 in overtime, squeaking it out, you'll then sit back and say, "Ah, we had it the whole time." You know, listen a week ago. I mean, it's again, it's you even said that you're a casual fan, you know, with hockey. It's hockey's a finicky sport. It's we don't got this, you know. It's just and
I think JP, you are the
source of the DC curse.
All right, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, a lot of scorn for JP on Twitter last night.
I will say this overall. Yes, I'm a casual fan on anything. It's my opinion. A lot of our opinions, all of ours, are wrong oftentimes. Mm-hmm. I thought the Wizards were going to beat the Raptors in the first round. Didn't happen. I thought the Celtics had no shot against the Celtics, against the Cavaliers. They're up 2 games to 0.
Right.
Like a lot of people, thought the Patriots were going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, most people think the Pats are going to win the Super Bowl if they make it
there.
They
were playing against Nick Foles, Cakes.
Yeah, you know what? They should have won the Super Bowl.
Nick Foles.
I mean, Brady versus Foles.
Nick
come on.
Foles won the Super Bowl MVP. I
mean, it's shocking, but these things happen in sports.
Let's go to Jay in Fairfax.
It's just sports.
Jay, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I just wanted to say I am not panicking. If it was any other year, I would be. But this year, they've just shown some really, really good resiliency all throughout the playoffs. And you guys nailed it on the head earlier when you said they were just taking way too many stupid penalties yesterday with Holtby tripping their guy one time and then Eller slashing. But I'm not panicking. They should be okay. I'm fully expecting them to come out firing next game and win.
They were playing shorthanded and almost a third of the game, if you think of it.
Yeah, and I have one question for you guys. With the way Eller has played and stepped up since Backstrom was gone, would you put Backstrom on the third line and give
That's
even more balance to the scoring?
That's what we're hearing, that they wouldn't mess with Eller. Now, Eller, did he have 3 penalties yesterday?
He had 3, yeah. He had a cross-checking. He had a slash, which he was very salty about, the slashing call. But, I mean, he swung his stick like an axe and knocked the other guy's stick out of his hand. Sorry. I mean, I love Lars Eller. I love the Caps, but that's a slash. And, of course, he had the closing his hand on the puck.
Now, in lacrosse, you're allowed to do that. If that was a lacrosse player, you're allowed to do that. Yeah. A lot of the rules are very, very similar. Mm-hmm. But in hockey, you're not allowed to do it unless he had the puck on his stick. Is that correct?
I mean, I don't know the hockey rule book, but that sounds right.
Because I didn't think it looked like that bad a play either. But, you know, I can only relate it to lacrosse.
Like I said, if you want to be positive, they gave up a bunch of penalties. You would expect them not to give up as much. It was a 6-3 advantage power plays for Tampa last night. Also, you may get Backy back, and you may have a suspended Lightning player.
I wouldn't bank on the suspended Lightning player.
That's kind of a grasper.
Yeah,
I think it's a grasper.
I like the Backstrom pulling him back.
If Wilson had done that, you know he would be suspended.
Of course. He'd probably get 5 games.
Tom Wilson is going to get 0 benefit of the doubt.
All right, taking your calls now at 800-636-1067. As we talk about the Caps, they fall to Tampa Bay 4-2 last night. Still have that 2-1 series lead here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.